Welcome to this lesson on building a formula for chop drums that feel smoky, weathered, and ready for the warehouse in Ableton Live 12. If you're into old school jungle, dark rollers, or heads down DNB, this is the kind of drum approach that gives your track character fast. We're not just slicing a break and calling it done. We're turning that break into a musical drum performance, with tension, swing, grit, and just enough instability to feel alive. The big idea here is simple. Instead of thinking loop, think formula. We're going to move through break selection, chop points, groove, accent hierarchy, processing, and arrangement variation. If you get those parts working together, your drums will stop sounding like a static pattern and start sounding like a real part of a track. Why does this matter so much in DNB? Because chop drums do three jobs at once. They keep the groove moving when the bass is long or minimal. They create identity, because the break pattern becomes part of the tune's personality. And they control energy across the arrangement, especially in intros, drop sections, and switch-ups. For smoky warehouse vibes, the goal is not perfection. The goal is feel. You want the drums to sound slightly dusty, slightly unstable, slightly human. Think ghost notes, little flams, tiny pickups, and those micro-edits that seem to answer the bass line like a conversation. So let's start at the source. First, pick a break that already has movement and character. Look for something with a strong snare, some hat texture, and a bit of room tone or compression. A break that feels like it was recorded through hardware, not something sterile and hyper-clean, is usually the better choice here. In Ableton Live, drag the break into an audio track. If it needs warping, use it carefully. Don't over-tighten it. If the break already sits close to the grid, leave a little looseness in there. In Beats mode, you can preserve transients nicely, and a transient setting somewhere in the range of 20 to 60 milliseconds often works well depending on the source. That little bit of looseness is important. Old school jungle and smoky DNB grooves often feel so energetic because they're not perfectly locked to the grid. That slight push-pull against the bass is part of the magic. Now turn the break into something you can actually play. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, and choose Drum Rack so each slice becomes a pad. This is where the break becomes an instrument. Rename the rack something like Break Chop Smoky so you stay organized. If you know which slices are your kick, snare, or ghost notes, color-code them. And if the break is messy, don't be afraid to do a first pass and only keep the most useful slices. Keep the main kick hits, one or two strong snares, a few hat or ghost slices, and remove anything that just adds blur. A really important teacher note here, more slices does not mean better. More intention means better. Now build the backbone before you get fancy. Start with a simple 2-bar MIDI clip in the drum rack and place your main anchors first. That means the main kick hits, the snare on the big backbeat positions, one or two ghost kicks before the snare, and maybe a tiny hat pickup leading into the next bar. At this stage, keep it readable. Don't try to make it wild yet. Make it feel like a phrase. A useful starting point for this style is to keep your kick anchors strong on the important downbeats, keep the snare as the main reference point, and use ghost notes in the spaces, before the backbeat or at the ends of bars. For velocity, think around 20 to 55 for ghost hits, 95 to 127 for the main snare, and 85 to 115 for the main kick. If the break has strong transients, let them speak. If it's a little too sharp, you can shape it later. Next comes groove and swing. This is where the chop starts to breathe. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60%, or a slightly tighter swing, if you want a more modern roll. Apply groove mostly to the ghost notes, hats, little pickups, and occasional decorations. Keep the main snare anchors more stable. That contrast is what gives you the feeling of something controlled, but still moving. In the groove pool, you can adjust timing strength, velocity, and random amount. A timing strength somewhere around 30 to 70% is usually enough. Keep randomness low, maybe 5 to 15%, just enough to humanize things without making the rhythm fall apart. This is one of the most important ideas in this whole lesson. Swing the ornaments, keep the spine stable. That's how you get the classic rolling feel without losing clarity. Now let's shape the chop with simpler, not just the grid. Even if your slices are already playable, the sound of each one matters. Open the slices in simpler and use one-shot mode for the main hits. Keep attack near 0, maybe 0 to 2 milliseconds, and use a short release, somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds, so things stay tight. If a hit starts slightly late or grabs too much noise, adjust the start point a bit. If the break is too bright, a gentle low-pass filter around 8 to 14 kHz can help. For ghost notes, lower the volume a few dB, shorten the decay a bit, and if it helps the stereo image, pan some subtle hats or noise slices slightly left or right. Just keep it tasteful. We want movement, not distraction. At this point, you're tightening the edges, not sterilizing the break. That distinction matters a lot. Now it's time to process the whole drum group like a warehouse record. Group the drums and add a few stock Ableton devices in a sensible order. Start with EQ8. Clean out unnecessary sub-rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. If the loop feels boxy, make a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If the hats are harsh, gently tame the 6 to 9 kHz range. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. You want thickness and attitude, not fizz. After that, use drum bus. A little drive, a little crunch, and maybe a slight transient boost if the chop feels dull. Be careful with the boom control unless you specifically want extra low thump. Usually in this style, subtle is better. Then use glue compressor with a light touch, a ratio of 2 to 1, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. The goal is to glue the parts together without flattening the life out of them. If the break starts sounding too flat, back off the compression or saturation. If it feels too loose, tighten the slice lengths and simplify the ghost clutter. Now let's make the drums talk to the bass line. In darker DNB, the drums and bass should feel like they're answering each other. Leave space after the snare. Use call and response phrasing. Let the bass drop out for a moment and use a little drum fill to take the listener into the next phrase. A simple arrangement example could be filtered break chop plus sub pulse for the first 4 bars, then a tiny fill on bar 4 beat 4. Then bring in the full drum chop and bass for the next 4 bars, and end that phrase with a snare drag or hat stutter that pushes into the next section. That's where the atmosphere really starts to feel intentional. A really effective automation move here is to use auto filter and slowly open the low pass from around 300 Hz to fully open over the intro. You can also automate utility width on the ambience layer, not on your kick and snare core. The core should stay focused. The atmosphere can move around it. Now create a second variation. This is essential. A good loop in DNB is never just one loop. It evolves. Duplicate your main 2-bar MIDI clip and change only a few things. Move one ghost hit. Add one snare drag. Remove a kick in bar 2. Swap one hat slice for a different one. Maybe insert a tiny fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Think of your variations like this. One version is sparse and smoky, one is fuller and more driving, and one is your fill version for transitions. The point is not to randomize everything. The point is to keep the main spine while giving the ear something new every 4 or 8 bars. That's also a great place to use alternate bar endings. Just changing the last quarter of a bar can make the whole phrase feel more alive. You might swap in a different snare slice, add a delayed ghost kick, or insert a tiny hat burst before the loop resets. And here's a very useful coach note. If your groove feels flat, don't automatically add more notes. Try moving one ghost hit later by a few ticks, or lowering its velocity instead. Sometimes less is more, and timing changes can make the part feel way more human than extra activity ever could. Also, pay attention to note length. In this style, shortening a hat chop can create more momentum than adding another hit. That's a subtle but powerful trick. You can also create depth by adding a texture-only drum bed. Duplicate the break. Heavily high-pass or band-pass it, and blend it quietly underneath the main chop. Think of it as dust, room tone, and atmosphere. It's not there to carry the groove. It's there to make the drums feel like they're in a physical space. If you want even more movement, resample your 4 or 8 bars once the groove is working. Bounce it to audio and rechop the best moments. This often gives you accidental flams, natural overlaps, and little rhythmic surprises that are hard to program from scratch. One more important point, keep your low end clean. If the break has too much bottom, high-pass the non-essential layers, and check the low end in mono with utility. Your sub-bass and your drum sub-information need to stay separated so the whole mix doesn't get muddy. Let the hats carry motion. In heavier DNB, the kick and snare should hit hard, but the hats, ghost fragments, and tiny reverses can create the sense of speed and detail. And finally, use tension before the drop. One of the best warehouse-style moves is to strip the last half bar down. Mute the kick. Leave only hats and a snare drag, close the filter a little, and then let the full chop slam back in. That contrast hits hard. So to recap the formula, choose a break with character, slice it intentionally, build a clear backbone, add swing to the ornaments, shape the hits in simpler, process the drum bus with taste, and then create arrangement changes every 4 or 8 bars. That's the lane. If you want the drums to feel like they belong in a smoky warehouse DNB set, remember this: human break feel, controlled chop, gritty processing, and arranged variation. That's the core of the sound. Now take a break, pick one loop, and try building a 4-bar chop from this exact method. Keep one anchor hit that doesn't change much. Let the ghosts move, and don't be afraid of a little looseness. That's where the vibe lives.